All right. So getting back to my list here, 10 things that will vanish from store shelves when the first nuke detonates. I'm going to give you the list here, what I have so far, but I feel like this deserves a lot more detailed discussion. So I hope to really cover it in more detail tomorrow. But I do want to give you the full list right here, right now, in short form, so you can be thinking about these things. So here we go. 10 things that will vanish. Number one is going to be food. And remember that all the food that you store before the first nukes happen, I call that pre-fallout food because, you know, it's food that you know was not grown in like cesium-137 radioisotope fallout conditions. Yeah, it's the food that you don't have to run it pass a Geiger counter over it, you know, before you eat it, Mad Max style. So pre-fallout food is going to be incredibly valuable. So make sure that you store or produce and preserve or whatever you want to do with your own food supplies. Obviously, we do sell laboratory-tested certified organic food for long-term storage at our store, healthrangerstore.com. So if you want some of our food, check out our Ranger buckets or our number 10 cans with freeze-dried fruits and vegetables and microalgae and all kinds of nutritional products, personal care products, you know, you name it. We also have mini buckets and mega buckets of great, really great storable food items. That's at, again, healthrangerstore.com. The second item that will just vanish from the shelves will be iodine and medical supplies. You won't be able to get iodine anywhere after a couple of days. And even our own supplies of iodine will be totally wiped out. We already know that in advance. Of course, I want to assure you that we do not engage in price gouging activities of any kind. So if there is a nuke, our iodine price, you know, for our iodine supplements that we sell, Health Ranger Store, they're going to be exactly the same as they are right now, which means that iodine is going to get sold out in no time. And we'll just have no supply. Now, if the iodine supplier that sells us the bulk iodine liquid that we bottle, if they raise their prices on us, then obviously we have to raise our prices as well. But they would only raise them incrementally. They wouldn't engage in like crazy price gouging. Or if they did, we would just not buy it. Because personally, I refuse to engage in any kind of price gouging. I would rather just have no remaining supply than to, you know, I just can't believe that try to exploit people in the middle of a crisis by hiking prices like, you know, 300-400% just because they can, you know, just because the desperation is out there. We won't do that, which means that we'll be sold out in no time. So, you know, plan accordingly. Number three, what's going to be sold out? Radiation detectors and nuke suits. You know, the nuke, the full body protective suits, the biohazard suits. Yeah, those are going to be sold. So it's not a bad idea to have a couple of those. You can use them as a Halloween costume if nothing else. Radiation detectors, not a bad idea. They're very affordable today, by the way. Some, you know, really low-cost ones that are available online, so check those out. Number four, you're going to see fuel supplies, gas and diesel, wiped out pretty quickly for a couple of reasons. Number one is that everybody's going to go try to fill up their gas tanks. But secondly, because, well, think about where these nukes are happening, probably in the Middle East. I mean, that's one of the scenarios, and if that's the case, then you could see Iran have a stranglehold over the Strait of Hormuz and blocking a lot of oil exports and energy, natural gas exports out of that region. But in addition, there's also going to be a lot of increased uncertainty in the world. And so you're going to see things like oil, gold, and silver all spike in price, probably ammunition as well. And it's going to be much more difficult to get fuel. There may be fuel rationing that kicks in if there's martial law or some form of martial law. And when I say martial law, I mean that in a very generic sense. I don't mean actual military rule. What I mean is really centrally planned economics run by a tyrannical government regime that puts limits on how much fuel you can buy. And probably they'll put limits on how much groceries you can buy, or even bottled water for that matter. So, you know, plan accordingly. Think about the restrictions that are coming. They're going to make sure that you don't have just unlimited access to all the food and all the fuel that you want. They're going to control you. They're going to weaponize the scarcity. We've already seen that. Okay, number five, you're going to see solar generators that will be wiped out. All battery backup devices, diesel generators, anything that can serve as a backup energy device will be wiped out. Now, the Satellite Phone Store has some of these products at sat123.com. They are a sponsor of ours, or you can check our listings at Ranger Deals, you know, to kind of see what's available out there. But if you get a diesel generator, make sure you have some diesel storage so you can power it. And if you've got solar panels, make sure you've got all the connectors and everything so that you can, you know, integrate them. Number six, what's going to vanish is gold and silver from the available supply of the marketplace. You're going to see gold and silver retailers just wiped out overnight. I mean, just this is like shelves stripped bare, basically. And this is going to happen across the board. We saw this last in March of 2023 when Silicon Valley Bank collapsed and some other banks collapsed. And there was record demand. I mean, it was crazy. It was an historic event. I talked to people like Andy Shechtman at Miles Franklin, and I don't think he slept more than 3 or 4 hours a night for about 2 weeks because he was filling orders nonstop. And there are other gold retailers in other countries. I think there was one in Australia that said he did like 2 years of business in 2 weeks. You're going to see gold and silver wiped out. There's not that much in the supply chain. And everybody's going to panic at that time to put their assets into something that holds value. So if you want to get into assets that hold value, you know, gold and silver obviously are something to consider. Our sponsor in that space is the Treasure Island Company. There's a link to them on rangerdeals.com if you want to check them out, compare prices and service and level of professionalism, all that. Or you could just go to metalswithmike.com, and they are a sponsor of this podcast, by the way. Number seven, what's going to get wiped out is ammunition. People are going to be just panic buying all the common rounds, 9mm, you know, 40 cal, 45 ACP, AR-15 rounds, especially 5.56, and also, of course, AK rounds, 7.62x39. Those of you who are wise in this space, you probably already have a rifle that's some other caliber, maybe a larger caliber. So what I like to do is to have like a 300 Win Mag semi-automatic rifle, which is a pretty hefty piece of equipment, by the way. Knowing that that ammo is going to be more available even when typical 5.56 is completely wiped out. And I also have a rifle that's a 338 Lapua Magnum that gives a pretty good kick as well. Or you can get the 308 Winchester rounds or go with something like 300 Blackout AAC rounds for more of a self-defense type of round in an AR-style package. I don't have a sponsor with ammo, but I do have a recommendation, and that's the website ammoseek.com. It's spelled just like it sounds. You just go to ammoseek.com, and you can type in what you want. And what they're doing is they're always polling all the retailers out there who sell ammo, and they're bringing you like real-time availability and pricing. For firearms, we do have a partner, not actually a sponsor. I mean, they don't pay us anything, but they have provided me with some free samples, and it's called Shield Arms. So just go to shieldarms.com. They have folding AR-15s, and they have arm-braced pistols that are AR style. They've got a lot of neat stuff like custom Glocks and so on. And if you use discount code Ranger, you'll save 10% on the firearms that they offer there. Again, that's shieldarms.com. Number eight on the list of what's going to vanish is miso soup. And that is something that we offer at our store. By the way, we have freeze-dried miso soup in number 10 cans. And that's because of the radiation fallout and how miso was used traditionally in Japan following Nagasaki and Hiroshima. It's a common cultural food in Japanese culture, but there was a lot of research following the war there that found a lot of benefits for people in order to enhance and support immune function and restoration, you know, following those horrific exposure, following those events that took place there. So miso soup, it's also just a great preparedness food item. And if you want my advice on what you can do with miso soup to make it even better, is you can add some quinoa to it. Quinoa miso soup makes a high protein, high fiber, very tasty, kind of savory soup. And because of its health benefits, it's really extraordinary. And then if you can add anything else into it, you know, like fresh leeks or garlic or ginger or onions or whatever else, that's awesome. Or even potatoes for that matter, you know, you could have quinoa or potatoes or whatever. Miso is kind of like a really nice soup base, but it's made from fermented products. So it has some very unusual nutritional benefits, we'll just say. Number nine, what's going to disappear is water filters, because everybody's going to want to have emergency backup water supplies. And if they're getting surface water, such as water from streams or ponds or what have you, they're obviously going to want to filter out the radiation, you know, from the water. Now, we've done extensive testing on this, by the way, in my lab, and I released those results publicly. We tested all the popular off-the-shelf water filters for their ability to remove cesium elements. Again, you know, because of cesium-137 fallout. And we found several water filters that do a very good job, near 100% removal. We also found a lot of cheap filters that don't do jack. But the most important thing that I want to say that we found is that you don't have to have a special water filter that's specially designed to remove radiation, because it turns out that there is no radiation in the water. It's radioactive particles that are suspended in the water. You see what I'm saying? So the water itself is not radioactive. It's the particles that are radioactive. And if you can remove those particles, i.e. just have really clean water, then by definition, you remove the radiation. Because frankly, H2O, which is water, doesn't readily, it's very difficult to excite oxygen into an unstable isotope and then have it decay, you know? So you don't have to worry about that. That's so rare, it's not a concern. All you have to do is have very effective filtration of radioactive elements or molecules that use those elements. And we found several water filters that do that very effectively. If you go to naturalnews.com and just search for water filter cesium radiation test results, I'm pretty sure you'll find the answers there. Just going from memory, I know the big Berkey filters removed 100% or near 100%, but the Berkey availability is pretty strained, as I recall. There were some other water filters there that also remove it. Actually, you know what? Let me check. Yeah, I was checking in our store to see if we have these. The AquaPail water filter also did near 100%. And AquaPail, our store says we have them right now, by the way. So I'm hoping that's, I mean, it must be the case. There doesn't say they're out of stock. They were out of stock for quite a while, because of the situation in Hawaii, by the way. But maybe we have them back in stock. Anyway, AquaPail, it's a very effective filter that also removes heavy metals and other things. And the thing I like about the AquaPail is that it's a polyethylene pail, or a set of two pails, that's very resistant to physical damage, where the Big Berkey or a lot of these metal cylindrical gravity filters, it's more easy to dent them or to kind of bang them up, or, you know, they're more easily damaged. But the AquaPail filter is very rugged, so you could just like chuck it in the back of a car or a truck or in a go box or whatever, and it's rugged. It's like, it's really rugged, made for emergency deployment. So that one is available, and I'm sure that there are plenty of other high quality filters that will also do the job. Like I think like the Katadyn brand out of Europe, which is a very expensive brand, but I own several of their filters, and they're just, you know, they're extremely well engineered. I mean, stainless steel parts and the whole deal, but they're not cheap. So stay away from cheap filters. If you want a water filter that's going to remove radioactive particles, you do need to spend a few hundred dollars and get a water filter that's good. The only exception to that, I do recall now, there's one exception to that, is the Zero Water filter. And that's a brand that's out there. In fact, I'm bringing up their website, zerowater.com. And we don't sell these filters, but they are available through retail and so on. The thing about the Zero Water filters is in terms of these sort of small consumer size water filters, like the countertop filters or the pitcher filters, there is nothing that I've ever seen that's as good as Zero Water in terms of removing elements, you know, in that size, okay? The thing about Zero Water filters is, you know, they have a lower price point of entry, and the filter media doesn't last nearly as long as with these other filters. In fact, what they're saying is that their filters, I mean, I'm looking at their website right now, they say that their filter filters out 15 gallons of water depending on water quality. 15 gallons is not very much for a water filter. And it's a $30 filter. So, I mean, wow. Are you kidding me? So you're paying $2 a gallon for clean water out of this thing? I mean, that just seems like a crazy price to me. Wow, $2 a gallon, you know? It does depend on water quality, but by comparison, if you go to our store, healthrangerstore.com, and you look at the aqua pail, you'll see that it's available in three sizes, 1,100 gallons, 3,300 gallons, and 5,500 gallons. And so, you know, let's say the 5,500 gallon aqua pail costs essentially $700. So let's take that $700 divided by 5,500 gallons. So that's 12.7 cents per gallon is what you're paying there. Whereas with Zero Water, even though it's a much smaller upfront cost, you're paying essentially $2 a gallon. So, you know, I guess it's a question of, you know, how much water you plan to filter and how much you want to pay for that and how much you want to pay up front versus maybe saving over the long haul. The point is, look, the Zero Water filters, they work very well. And we've confirmed that in our lab tests. It's just that their filters are very small relative to other companies. And so you're going to pay a very high cost per gallon for filtered water. But hey, maybe in the aftermath of a nuclear war, you don't care. You just want to, like, let's not drink, you know, radioactive cesium fallout. Okay, I get it. At any price. But let me share one other tip with you just in general about all this water filtration stuff. The cleaner your water source going in, the longer the filters last, because of course there's just a limited amount of media in the filter. It can only absorb a certain number of molecules of various contaminants. So if you're putting, let's say, like murky pond water into your water filter, yeah, it's not going to last very long. You can do all kinds of things yourself with like sand and a barrel and some homemade charcoal, you know, where you burn wood and then you cut off its oxygen supply and it turns into activated charcoal, right? You've probably done that, I hope. You can chop that up and you can put it in, mix it in with a bunch of sand and whatever. You can make a really effective pre-filter that will filter out all the typical particles just, you know, with a drill and a barrel or whatever, or a bucket. And then out of the bottom of that, you're going to have much cleaner water. You can put that then in one of these commercial water filters that's, you know, all certified to remove everything. And then that way you can extend the life of your regular water filter. The other thing to keep in mind is that well water is really dirty stuff. All well water, with almost no exceptions, is very contaminated, and it's gonna destroy your water filters pretty quickly. So the cleanest water source to put into a water filter is actually rainwater. So if you have a way to collect rainwater and then filter it, or just treat it with UV, for example, then you're actually in good shape right there. You could drink rainwater collected off a metal barn roof, let's say, just run it through a simple particle filter and a UV treatment to kill the bacteria, and you're done. You could live off that quite effectively. Whereas well water, you know, you'd really want to treat it aggressively. And city water, oh my gosh, don't get me started. All the crap they put in city water and all the stuff that's in there that they don't take out. And all the stuff that's in the aquifers that your city pumps water out of, because your city also dumps, you know, biosludge all over the place, and the biosludge chemicals that they go into the aquifers, and that's pumped into the, you know, the city water supply. So now you're drinking trace amounts of who knows what, birth control pills and antibiotics and PFAS chemicals and dioxins, and who knows what's in there. Stay away from underground water. Get yourself some rainwater. Remember, rainwater is distilled water, distilled by planet Earth. You know, it evaporated from the oceans typically. So that's distilled, and then, you know, condenses and falls out of the sky as pretty clean water. So just think about that, especially if we're in a survival scenario here, which we could be pretty quickly. By the way, you might be wondering, well, what if there's been a nuke, and then is rainwater going to be safe? Well, yes, because the first few minutes of rain wash out the sky typically. And so in your rainwater collection system, typically you flush away the first few minutes of rain, or the first, you know, quarter inch of rain or whatever it is. And then you only capture the rain that comes after that. And typically that's done in order to wash all the crap off the roof surfaces, you know, bird poop and dust and whatever else is on your roof. You don't want that in your water tank. So you flush out, you know, the first piece of rain, and then you collect what comes after that, which is much cleaner. The same thing's true with radiation. You don't have to be afraid of rainwater in the aftermath of a nuclear war, because again, the rain is going to wash out the particles in the air. Now, those particles may be radioactive, and you might have a concentration of those particles in your outflow from your rainwater collection. But you should also, you know, have a radiation detector, and then you should also filter that water just in case. And one way to know if your water filter is working and if it's catching the radiation is to, you know, wave your Geiger counter over your water filter cartridge. If it's been collecting a lot of radiation, it's going to light up your gauge. All kinds of radiation there. Or a jazz band. I don't know what that was, but you're gonna see it light up. That means it's catching and collecting all the radiation into the cartridge, which is what it's supposed to do. And it's perfectly fine to continue to use that cartridge and run more water through it to the limit of the cartridge. You're not going to irradiate the water. It's the particles that are radioactive are going to stay in the cartridge, obviously, because that's what they did already. So think about this, folks. You know, if in doubt, put your water in a like a bucket or a pitcher and move it away, and then scan that for radiation and see if you're good. And probably you're good. So there you go. Finally, let me mention this resource for you. There's an online book. You can download it for free. It's called Nuclear War Survival Skills. I read this book like 25 years ago. And it's being offered. This is the 1987 edition with a foreword by Dr. Edward Teller, no less. Wow. That's something. It's downloadable from the following website. So write this down. It's oism.org/NWSS/. I'll say it again. OISM, which is, I think, the Oregon Institute of Science and Medicine, maybe. Is that what that is? And then slash NWSS, which stands for Nuclear War Survival Skills. Put another slash on the end of that. That's your URL. That'll take you to a page where you can download the PDF of the book, Nuclear War Survival Skills. It's a free download. Anyway, that book gives you a really strong knowledge base of understanding how radiation works and what are half-lives and what do they cover here? Shelter, ventilation, food, water, fallout, all kinds of things, okay? Surviving without doctors, that's chapter 13. That's probably good advice all the time. improvised clothing. sounds like Mad Max, doesn't it? Improvised clothing. You know, why is everybody wearing like half of a bear skin in this movie? What's going on? Did you see they tried to make like a woke Mad Max now? They have this Latina woman, I think, and she's like Mad Maxine, who I thought was a member of Congress, by the way, but whatever. So now they're trying to make woke Mad Max and the movie sucks and nobody wants to see it. Yeah, we want Mel Gibson back. That's what we want. In any case, that's the website where you can download the book and you can get yourself edumacated about all them nuclear things. Or nuclear things. That's I have to pronounce it correctly. Get ready for them nuclear fallouts. Okay. All right. There we go. Nailed it. All right. Finally, do check us out at healthrangerstore.com, not just for our food, but we also have the world's best survival knives. Yeah, we have a knife called Escape from LA that's back in stock. And these are Magna Cut steel, revolutionary alloy, corrosion resistant, a lifetime knife with G10 handles, expertly designed. I co-designed it with Dawson Knives out of Arizona, and they make these in Arizona using Magna Cut steel that comes out of New York. This is all American made knives. Amazing bushcrafting combat knife, a stealth knife, and Escape from LA, like I said, which is designed to help you escape a city where the power grid's gone down and nothing works. Like doors don't work, elevators don't work. You have to break your way out of, you know, buildings, fences, gates, vehicles, who knows what. This is an escape knife, which is why it's a giant pry bar as a knife. Well, you can see it at our website. Check it out yourself. All right. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com for those survival supplies. And we do have iodine there for the moment, you know, and until the first nukes fly, we still have iodine. So check it out. Thank you for your support. Review all this information. Get yourself ready for what's coming. And I'll do my best to keep you posted. All right, here's what we have new and exciting at healthrangerstore.com, and thank you for your support. We have new, completely reformulated stick packs of these drink mixes that are really amazing. Show what's on my desk here. So the first one is the ginger plus elderberry immune support drink mix. These can be dissolved in water or other drinks. They have a good dissolving capability, by the way. And the ingredients are really clean and simple. Now, these are not certified organic, but they are laboratory tested in our lab. And I want to show you, you know, we do heavy metals testing and we do glyphosate testing and so on. But look at the simple ingredients here. Elderberry concentrate powder, elderberry juice flavoring powder, inulin, that's a natural prebiotic fiber, instant ginger concentrate powder, vitamin C that's non-GMO, and then stevia. And that's it. Okay, super simple, and it's real. No artificial colors, no artificial flavors, no garbage in here, no filler, just the simple ingredients that I mentioned there with an excellent taste that's tart. You know, it's got a nice berry flavor, and it's got the non-GMO vitamin C, and it's only sweetened with a little bit of stevia. So I think you'll enjoy that. We also have a tart cherry probiotics drink mix that you can see there on the top of your screen. And we have a collagen joint support with marine collagen, not bovine collagen. So that's available right now as well. And then here's something really exciting. We now have, for the first time, natokinase. This is an enzyme that's very potent. A lot of people have been learning about this in the post-COVID era. of, you know, good health and good cardiovascular support and all of that. So check out natokinase, which is an enzyme that's actually derived from fermented soy, but it's fermented, so it actually it synthesizes new natural molecules and enzymes, and that's how you get natokinase. We have that available right now at healthrangerstore.com. And then finally, we have these certified organic freeze-dried cranberries in number 10 cans. We have many other fruits and vegetables also that are certified organic, laboratory tested, long-term storage in this format. You can find all of these, including our long-term storable food, Ranger buckets, mini buckets, and mega buckets at healthrangerstore.com. We thank you for your support. Oh, don't forget about Lion's Mane. Yeah, this is relatively new. A few weeks that we've had it in the store. Lion's Mane mushroom capsules. Organic Lion's Mane mushroom powder. This is my favorite functional mushroom. This is what I took after nearly severing my finger. And I use Lion's Mane as part of my, you know, protocol to regrow nerves and tissues and blood vessels and get back the functioning of my own index finger. So that was my introduction to the power of Lion's Mane. But it can help support your immune function. It's got a lot of other benefits supporting normal neurological function and so on. So check it out at healthrangerstore.com. So thank you for your support at healthrangerstore.com. We need your support in order to continue to build the infrastructure of human freedom. And not only are we working to provide you with healthy, nutritious, clean foods, but also, of course, we have Brighteon.io, which is an uncensorable, decentralized free speech platform. But we also have Brighteon.ai. And we're about to release a new language model that's trained on truth-based, reality-based content that I just looked at our internal scoring of that model yesterday, and it scores 94 out of 100 in our testing, which asks it questions about medicine, health, history, you know, politics, genders, reality, everything. 94 out of 100. The base models from companies like Microsoft or Mistral or Meta, the base models score about 50 out of 100. And our most recent model was scoring, I think it was 79 out of 100. And now we have a model that scores 94 out of 100. So these models are all available to you for free. Let me bring up the website, Brighteon.ai. You can go there. You can download these models. Just enter your email, click register. You can download the language models free of charge and use them locally without charge. And it's like it's just open source language models that we build for you and release to the world. And it's a knowledge base because we've trained it on a tremendous amount of material on nutrition, natural health, gardening, survival skills, you know, food production, off-grid medicine, off-grid living, and so much more. And the way we build those is by investing in the infrastructure with the help of your support at healthrangerstore.com. So enjoy all of our products, enjoy the health benefits and health support that they offer, and feel good about knowing that you're helping to support us as we build the infrastructure for human freedom. Thank you for watching. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon.com. Take care.